This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is some big economic slash investment news today out of Norway. Yes, Norway, population a bit over 5 million people. As of today, according to the Norwegian Central Bank, that country's sovereign wealth fund has $1 trillion in it. That's more than 2.5 times Norway's entire GDP, or put another way, about $188,000 for every man, woman, and child in the place. It's the biggest fund of its kind. It holds stocks and bonds and real estate from all over the world. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more now on how it got so big and what that means.
So where did Norway get all this money? Oil, lots of it. Decades of profits from North Sea oil and natural gas. Rachel Ziemba is managing director of research at Robini Global Economics.
More than 20 years ago, they created a fund because they knew that one day they wouldn't have this oil wealth and they wanted to turn it into financial wealth.
With the high price of oil over the years, the fund's grown faster than expected. Some money went to infrastructure and other projects. Norway's government decides whether or what to spend it on. And so, says Anders Oslund of the Atlantic Council,
it is discussed a lot in politics, and a Norwegian election campaign is normally what should we do with our massive pension fund.
Outside Norway, the fund has clout too because it's so, well, huge. It controls about 1% of all listed stock in the world. Companies like Apple and Google parent Alphabet. Ted Truman of the Peterson Institute for International Economics says Norwegians are activist investors.
They lay down standards about the things that they will not invest in, like munitions manufacturers and tobacco firms.
They also demand things like more women on corporate boards and promote environmental responsibility and greater corporate transparency. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.